Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good afternoon, Ray. My name there is JP.
Hiya. Joining
us in the studio this afternoon, this balmy, gorgeous, sunny day. The gorgeous, balmy, sunny...
Bammy.
I don't know about Bammy, actually.
What does Bammy mean?
Is she clammy, Bammy?
Clammy Bammy.
Watch yourselves.
Steady on, Sean Paul.
Very dare you.
I'm going to stand in for you there, Jess. JP, less of that
after
now.
After starting
really
it.
Sorry
less
about
of that. I was just saying you're Bammy. Like,
Barmy.
What?
Barmy.
Barmy.
I'm telling teacher. You're being mean.
They're being mean to me,
the
miss.
The boys are making me cry.
It's... Jess Kelly, ladies
Hi.
And gentlemen. Come here, I was whinging earlier on, which is...
Wouldn't be like you.
It's unusual for me now, right? But I'm in a bit
Jesus,
of...
Jesus, something wrong, right?
You're whinging. Get it out of your systems now, Chris.
Oh, my
go
God.
On. Go on, get out of your systems now. Go on.
Calling my mother.
Go on.
Hey, Ma, you won't believe it. You won't believe it.
Ray's having a whinge.
Ray's in a mood.
Oh, my God.
Unheard of.
You won't believe this. Write down the date. First time in 26
Is it a full moon? What's going on?
Go on now.
I know, come on, you were having a winter
here. Oh, he's sulking now.
Come on.
No, listen, once you're finished bitching about me, just give me the nod
so
and I'll play
the
next song. I'll pop it on EMF when you're ready.
He can give it, but he can't. No. Oh, he's in a sulk.
I'm in a snot now, so
send in your love for Ray and tell him he's the best boy, please. Text it in.
I was having a whinge, right? About my battery.
Oh.
On the phone. I'm an iPhone man, right?
Yeah.
And it's a 15, and I've never had any problems with it. And there was a whole thing about Apple, every time they'd update the software, oh, hey, hang on a minute, why isn't my battery lasting as long?
Yeah.
So I thought, and I've been surprised with the last several updates that it's like, oh, that's not happening anymore. They were caught in that, and they're no longer degrading our batteries. And then, all of a sudden, I swear to God, the last 2-3 weeks, it's jumping. It could be at 60 one minute, and it could be at 45 5 minutes later.
Scary. Mm.
It's ridiculous. My battery is just all of a sudden, just in the last few weeks, going to bits. Mm. And I'm going, what the hell is going on here?
Do you know what it is?
No.
Aliens.
Is it aliens?
No. There's a few different reasons. There's a few different things at play. So firstly, you are right that when they push out updates on the operating system, that does require more from the phone. Therefore, the phone is working harder, thus using juice, therefore bringing your battery down. So that's point of Rahane. Iver a doe, these phones and your iPhone 15 as an example, they only have a set number of full charges in them. They have a fixed lifespan. So on average, you can charge a phone around 5,000 times and then it's goosed. So are you the kind of buck who leaves your phone on charge overnight?
Yeah. Well, sure, who doesn't?
Because you're a silly boy.
So what should I do then?
Not do that.
But then my phone will be dead by the time I wake up.
No. So if you go into the settings, and this is true for Android phones as well, if you go into settings and if you go into battery and if you go into battery optimization, you can set it so that when you are in bed, if you have it on charge overnight, never have it under your pillow. That's advice from Dublin Fire Brigade. You can have it so that it'll charge up to 80% and then it'll learn over time what time you normally get up at, and then it'll have it at 100p by the time you're getting up.
Oh.
And also, when you're in your battery settings, if you can go into battery performance there and see what the capacity of your battery now is, so it should be over 85% ideally.
Please hold. I didn't know any of this, lads.
This is good knowledge.
I thought that limit thing was that I wouldn't have my whole... I know it's to save it, but like I thought it would mean that I wouldn't have it ready.
No.
If it will have it ready at 100% for me in the morning.
So you say 5,000 charges. I go full charge at least once a day, if not twice a day.
Silly.
Oh, no. I've asked myself a maths question there, and I've goosed myself.
Here we go.
I was wondering what the shelf life on the average phone is just to do with the battery. I've completely screwed myself there.
Cheers, JP. It's okay.
So hang on, that'd be 2,500 divided by 300 odd, let's say. So
what is this? This is maths on the radio.
This is actually hurting me.
So it could last 8 years, a battery.
In theory.
But it's in bits. As it's degrading, it's in bits. Mine shouldn't be that bad because it's a 15, so it's not even 2 years old.
So what's your battery performance?
It says maximum capacity is 93%.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it is good. So why is it dropping off a cliff like by 20% out of nowhere?
Next thing, the heat. Do you remember last year Now, try and wind your mind back, right? But everybody, Ray was having a bit of a moan.
It's just occurring to me now.
Ray was having a bit of a moan last year on the show. It was the only time he did it last year, I'm sure.
It's once
not
a year.
Not a noted whinger, no.
Once a year I have a whinge.
So his 2024 moan was because it was too hot and I can't sleep and why can't tech make it cooler for me? It's been quite warm in the last few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the heat.
It's the heat. That's what it is.
So if my phone, but it's only, I suppose it's in my pocket, but it's still, the environment
it's
is
picking up
warm.
The environment, the heat does impact it. You might remember, if you've ever been on your Hollybobs and you've got your phone out on the little table beside your sun lounger, you get a notification saying that your phone is overheating. It will not charge when it's in that state. So if it gets to a certain temperature of coldness or a certain temperature of heat, that will impact the battery, and the heat does drain your battery. It does impact it.
So that would be the most obvious explanation, because I'm not even using it and all of a sudden you'd look at it and it's like down and it's out of nowhere, it just drops. So my next question then, how would I keep my phone cold?
In terms of keeping it cold, you don't want, like, you just want to keep it an average temperature. So if you're going out and about, rather than having it in your jeans pocket, chuck it into your backpack. I know some people who are very particular about their battery life have a specific lunchbox for their cellular telephones.
Ah, here. Name and shame.
Ultimate. John Paul Gilmore. No, I'm joking. no, but there are people who would have it, particularly those who work in certain parts of America where it's very, very warm.
Yeah, well, that would make sense.
They
yeah.
keep it in like a little plastic lunchbox in their backpack, and that keeps it cool. Try not to have it on your person.
Those lined lunchboxes, or those foil ones, or the ones that would, the thermosy
the
type jobs.
Controlled ones, yeah.
That's not a bad shout either, yeah. Then it'll keep it colder. Can you imagine in Ireland, in May, we're having this conversation that our phones are getting too warm, that our batteries are going to bits.
We're the absolute worst. We cannot handle the good weather. Everybody's having them. Just enjoy it, lads. Just enjoy it.
Guys, let me be the one to say it. Just stop moaning, okay?
You are such a ray of sunshine.
Just a little bit of advice for you. People don't like miserable whingers.
Right.
Okay? This is a lesson I'm trying to teach everyone. I've spent my life trying to tell people.
Buddha, you're my Oprah. There.
Just be more zen.
You're
right.
Like Mel Robbins.
Stop giving
Mayo
in.
Mel Robbins.
Mel's Mel. I just got a little
Ray Foley on Today FM.